This podcast is sponsored by Faithful Counseling. If you're facing challenges with mental, emotional, or spiritual health or relationships, check out Faithful Counseling. It's different from traditional counseling. For one, you'll be matched with a therapist who will bring biblical wisdom as well as clinical expertise. And also, you'll get unlimited messaging with your counselor anytime. And a discount on your first session. Go to faithfulcounseling.com/abide. The healing you need is waiting for you at faithfulcounseling.com/abide.
For daily and topical meditations, as well as sleep guides, all without commercials, download the Abide app today. Welcome to this Abide meditation. Do you ever have trouble knowing what the right thing to do is? Sometimes, what is right seems obvious. But other times, it's hard to know. And sincere Christians disagree about the best way to follow God. Take a few deep breaths and calm your mind and heart to hear God's voice. When Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, believers there were arguing about what foods it was okay to eat. Paul addressed their concerns in detail and then summed up his instructions with one line. So, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. As you sit silently in this time today, let the Holy Spirit speak to your heart about where you might be working for your own glory or the glory of others, and not for the glory of God. Think about all that you have on your to-do list today. What are some ways that you can do all of it to the glory of God? As we continue into a time of deeper meditation, allow any distractions and worries to drift away. If thoughts about what you need to do next intrude, turn them into prayers. Turn everything towards God, who is with you here, now. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, all glory in heaven and on earth belongs to you. You are great and greatly to be praised. Your love reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness never ends. Thank you for the freedom you have given me in Christ. Help me to use my freedom in a way that brings glory to you. Today, give me wisdom and give me ears to hear your voice. In the name of Jesus, amen. As you focus in here, slow your breathing and pay attention to your breath as it moves in and out of your body. Breathe slowly, deeply, richly, letting your breath guide you into peace. As you breathe, ask God to bring glory to Himself in each part of your body. Ask God to be glorified when you eat and drink in the work of your hands as you walk down the sidewalk. Before we go on, take a moment to allow the Holy Spirit to search your heart. Are there any sins keeping you from being fully present to God right now? Confess your sins to God. God forgives you of all your sins. You've been given a new heart and a new identity. You are a member of the family of God, fully loved and accepted through Christ. Listen now to the Word of God from 1 Corinthians 10:31 in the English Standard Version. So, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. I'm going to read that verse again. Invite the Holy Spirit to speak to you as I read, and then listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you. So, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. What did you hear? Take a moment and reflect with the Holy Spirit on the word or phrase that you've chosen, or that stood out to you. Do all to the glory of God. As you consider your life, are there any areas that stand out in your mind where you often seek glory for yourself rather than seeking to give glory to God? Listen again to 1 Corinthians 10:31 in the Amplified Bible. So then, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of our great God. Think about the day or the week ahead of you and the things you have planned to do. Your responsibilities at work, time with family or friends, church, exercise, travel, laundry. What might it look like to do these things to the glory of our great God? do everything to God's glory. It means acting with pure intentions. It means working diligently and well. It means caring more about God's love being expressed than anything else. It means being willing to give up your own rights, sometimes for the good of others. Ask God now if there is something He wants to show you about how you can give glory to Him. If God has spoken to you, take a moment now to respond to Him. Say, God, I want to be obedient to You in this. Listen once more to 1 Corinthians 10:31 in the New Living Translation. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. In the next few verses, Paul explains how we are to give glory to God as we make decisions and live in community with others. As we walk through these verses, imagine how they might apply in your life. Paul says, "Don't give offense to Jews or Gentiles or the church of God." Glorifying God means considering how our actions will read to the people around us. Think about a time when you made a choice that wasn't wrong, but that offended people around you, harming your relationships with them. How did they respond? Paul goes on, "I too try to please everyone in everything I do. I don't just do what is best for me. I do what is best for others, so that many may be saved." This isn't about acting in ways that keep everybody happy. It's about making choices that will not distract people from seeing what they need to see, from seeing God. How might this apply in your life? Paul gives up some of his own freedom so that he can do a better job of pointing people to Jesus. What are some freedoms you might need to give up so that you can better point people to Jesus? Finally, Paul says, "Be imitators of me as I am of Christ." When you struggle to know what is right, imitate Christ. Or imitate those around you who are imitating Christ. Who are those people in your life? Let's pray together. Gracious Heavenly Father, all glory belongs to you. You are great and greatly to be praised. Your love and your faithfulness, they just never end. Thank you for making me free in Christ, and help me to use my freedom in a way that brings glory to you. Today, give me wisdom. And give me ears to hear your voice and eyes to see your face and to see others around me as you see them. Help me to be attentive to the needs of those around me. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now don't rush off. Stay here in this place of peace for as long as you need. Listen to what God is saying to you. And as you go, remember to give glory to God in whatever you do. We look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. In the meantime, may you meditate and abide in Christ.